I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes, and our top story this morning. AAA predicts there will be a record number of us traveling by car this holiday weekend, despite the high gas prices. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris has the details on how to prepare for the traffic. Martha.
Tim, while gas prices are going down nationally, that's not the story in Utah. AAA reports the average price of a gallon of gas in Utah is $5.26. That's 42 cents higher than the national average. AAA says even with the high prices, people are eager to travel. In Utah, UDOT says today and Monday will be the busiest days. If you're driving today north between Utah County and Ogden, expect 30-minute delays. Statewide, UDOT will suspend construction on most of its traffic projects this weekend to reduce traffic. Reporting live, Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
People are hitting the road and the airport as the 4th of July travel plans roll out, but there's still a lot of concern about flights being canceled.
The surging number of travelers and pandemic-related staffing shortages have airlines struggling to keep planes taking off. Delta pilots hitting the picket line yesterday, demanding better pay and better schedules. The CEO promising passengers the airline will do better, writing, quote, "If you've encountered delays and cancellations recently, I apologize." At American, pilots are now being offered a 16% raise. Others are getting triple pay to staff regional flights. The head of the TSA says his agency is staffed for the holiday, with 1,000 workers on standby if needed.
ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi reporting. Just in time for the upcoming Pioneer Day holiday, a new monument at This Is the Place Heritage Park honors some early Black pioneers. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports. Mark.
Well, the monument includes sculptures of early Black pioneers Green Flake, Jane Manning James, with their two sons Sylvester and Silas, as well as Mark Wales and Oscar Smith. All four played instrumental roles in the settlement of the state. The monument was funded by proceeds from the film telling the true story of Green Flake, called His Name is Green Flake. The monument will be dedicated on Friday, July 22nd at 10 a.m. at This Is the Place Heritage Park in Salt Lake City. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
We're also watching for new developments this morning in the rapidly changing landscape of college football. This is, of course, after USC and UCLA announced they're leaving the Pac-12 to head to the Big Ten in just 2 years. We get the details from KSL sports anchor Sam Farnsworth.
The Big Ten Conference made it all official. The conference has notified USC and UCLA that their applications to join have been accepted. They will be leaving Utah, Oregon, Washington, and others behind. The Big Ten said in a statement that the vote to accept the two Southern California schools was unanimous. USC and UCLA will begin playing the Big Ten Conference beginning in the 2024 season.
The Pac-12 has released a statement saying they're, quote, extremely surprised and disappointed. We're going to be sorting this out for some time here, but college football is changing. Let's take a look at our top national stories now. An emotional scene took place in Uvalde, Texas last night as families confronted the city council about the school shooting that left 19 children and two teachers dead.
What if it was your kid?
Outrage in Uvalde during an emotional city council meeting as relatives of those who died in the Robb Elementary School massacre demanded answers about the ongoing investigation.
You're not doing anything. We're not getting any answers. Zero justice, nothing.
But Uvalde's mayor saying he has not been given any information by the agencies investigating the shooting.
It's either going to come from the governor or the attorney general, and I'm not getting answers from either one.
He says the city council could be prosecuted for releasing any records or information about the case.
ABC's Derek Dennis reporting. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is in Germany this morning, participating in a change of the command ceremony at the European Command.
Putin's war of choice
threatens more than just the sovereignty of Ukraine. It is an assault on transatlantic peace and security.
Secretary Austin also attended this week's NATO summit in Spain. First chance to get a first look at traffic this morning. Good morning, Andy Farnsworth.
Good morning, Tim. Freeways are off to a great start this morning, weather not a factor. We do have a report of a crash in Tooele on Main Street at 2000 North. Don't see any delay in either direction, at least in the camera shots that I'm looking at. It doesn't appear to be a crash causing any kind of slowdown. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, now 5:05. A controversial law goes into effect in Florida today. We get the story from ABC's Lionel Moise.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has said the parental rights in education law puts parents back in charge of their kids' education. But critics who have dubbed the measure Don't Say Gay say it will harm children.
If we allow schools to censor and exclude one group, others will be next.
Joe Saunders with advocacy group Equality Florida. The law, which went into effect today, bans any mention of LGBTQ topics in K-3 classrooms statewide. Some educators have also expressed concern that the law is very vague. Lionel Moise, ABC News.
A mother of eight and her two youngest children are doing well after going into the water on Black Ridge Reservoir. Danny Bradshaw and the kids were on a raft when they tried to pull some garbage from the water. She tells KSL-TV the raft flipped and they went in and they were not wearing life jackets.
I have a paralyzed vocal cord, and so my voice is not a strong voice at all. And so the fact that someone heard me is a miracle for sure.
The person who heard Danny was an off-duty police officer who got her and her kids to the shore and then performed CPR, saving Danny's life. A cruise ship that hit an iceberg in Alaska over the weekend now has docked in Seattle for repairs. The voyage aboard the Norwegian Sun was cut short after the accident. Passengers Richard and Miranda Eldridge described what it looked like on board.
And we kind of waited a little bit, and then all of a sudden you heard it underneath,
and it actually shook the ship.
The ship has been inspected and cleared to travel back to its home port at lower speeds. Radio host Howard Stern announced his candidacy for president this week, and now he's chosen a running mate, Oscar-nominated actor Bradley Cooper. Stern says he's given the decision almost no consideration, but he believes Cooper is going to bring the female vote like you would not believe.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.